When we clear the land, the forest is one of the major sinks for carbon dioxide. So we clear the land, it increases our carbon dioxide emissions into the atmosphere, which then leads to more greenhouse gas, which leads to more heating, and then the whole cycle continues. The coral reefs, they help to protect or prevent the storm surges and so on at the coast. But then when we have the trees are cut down, then you have all the silt going to the ocean. The silt kills the coral, and then it's the whole cycle all over again. And, you know, sometimes in terms of management, there's a lot that we as individuals can do. We tend to wait on maybe a body or a government, but there are so many things that an individual could do. Yes, we have to build, but we can replant as well in terms of soil protection and conservation. We tend to want to have concrete all over. So we build the house and all around the house is concrete. We don't want lawn. It's too much headache to maintain. And then we kill all of our green spaces. And I think that is one thing that we need to look into in terms of planning and so on, that we need to increase the number of green spaces that we have. And also, well, I know there are a lot of projects now in terms of coastal management, coastal zone management. So we should be seeing a lot of improvement where that is concerned in terms of what goes to the ocean and make sure that the necessary treatment is done and so on to protect our coral reefs and so forth.